Hey everybody, Danielle here, founder of The Sedge, and I wanted to come on today and talk with you all about your brand and sharing your brand story in a way that connects with your audience authentically and feels good for a purpose-driven impact entrepreneur like yourself, who probably isn't as keen on kind of the more traditional marketing or sales strategies or techniques that tend to be talked about in entrepreneurship and in business. Because I know as a purpose-driven entrepreneur, sometimes, oftentimes, I would say I should actually count this up based on kind of the people I've coached one-on-one, but there's a huge majority of those folks who I've worked with who really find marketing such a big challenge in their business because you have an offer and you want to get it out into the world, but it's kind of scary and nerve-wracking to figure out how to do that in a way that feels good. You don't want to feel like a sleazeball. You don't want to feel like somebody who's, pulling the wool over people's eyes or pushing too hard or anything like that. So I want to talk about how you can share your brand story and position yourself as the go-to company or person for whatever you provide and the value that you provide in a way that will feel authentic and I think become a lot easier to you. So I'm hoping some of these ideas will be helpful. So first I want to talk about what is a brand story, because maybe that's not something, topic that you've necessarily heard about too much, but essentially, first off, I want to say too, I'm focusing on this topic because October is all about storytelling in business and how it can help you be a great marketer as a social entrepreneur. And one of the projects that I'm working on with Solène, with Creators for Good, and we've joined forces with Change Creator Magazine and the co-founders there, Adam and Amy, and we're talking all about storytelling in business, and it's really amazing stuff, so I wanted to share some of that today. Change Creator has interviewed over 1,000 experts through their podcast and shared those interviews on their magazine, on their blog, and one of the people they've interviewed, who I've also chatted with a few times, and she's wonderful, is Anne Miltenberg, founder of The Brandling. So she does this really great branding and design process, co-creation process for social entrepreneurs. She has tons of great case studies and examples in her work. So when Adam on the podcast asked her what branding means to her, here's what she said. Branding is framing who you are, what you do, and why it matters. These three things. It's having a deep understanding of who needs to know you and how they're going to find out about you. So really, I mean, if you have this great offer for your community, your job is to make sure they know about you. And that's marketing. So if we think of it that way, you realize just how important it is to achieving your mission and your purpose is reaching those people who might be looking for you, because they're not going to find you out of thin air, out of a haystack. You need to be visible and take some action in order to reach them and connect with them. So, of course, those things, framing who you are, what you do, and why it matters, you can share that with facts. People can kind of rattle off all your credentials, all your experience, the history of why you do what you do. And that might stick a little bit with your audience. The second thing you can do is every day you're taking action in your business, and that shows that you walk the talk. So whatever these facts are and you explain who you are and why you matter, your actions will help reinforce that. So that's super great too. But there's actually one third ingredient that is going to be the most essential to help you connect with your audience and share your brand in a way that they remember and that they can relate to and in a way that they want to engage further with. And that is using story in your marketing and in your messaging and your communications. I kind of gave away the plot twist there because I talked about story at the beginning, but anyways. this idea of using storytelling in your marketing and your messaging as a social entrepreneur, it can really be a great way to stay authentic as you share about your brand and as you connect with your audience. So again, we're trying to avoid the sleazy pieces here, right? And just stay true to yourself. So I want to talk about five different ways that you can use story to connect authentically and meaningfully with your audience and position your brand in their minds. Really just make sure they know who you are and if they need that thing that you're delivering or creating or doing, you want them to think of you. That's really what brand positioning is. It sounds really technical, but it's really just holding some space in the mind of your audience so that they think of you when they need you, which is what you want, right? So the first thing is to share something personal. And this comes up naturally in stories, but it's worth mentioning that this is a great way to use story as you're connecting with your audience. So as a purpose-driven entrepreneur, that story, that reason why you do what you do, is actually a huge advantage. It's a huge driver of how you can communicate with your people. You still need to have an offer that is competitive and in terms of, you know, creates that real value for people, even without your purpose. You want it to stand alone in its inherent value and the way it helps the people that you work with. But if you can have that with your offer, plus have the story to back it up, your reason for being, your personal connection, that's going to make it so much stronger. So as the founder, you want to use story to share why it's meaningful to you individually and as a person. So you don't need to keep it all lofty and, you know, keep your messaging very businessy. You can really share the personal reasons why it's important to you, and that will resonate with your audience and definitely make an impression about why they should remember you and the work that you do. The second thing is, don't be afraid of showing your imperfections in your story and in your communications. The thing is, again, you feel like you have to have it all figured out in order to have that professional, to look professional in your branding, right? And in your communications. But the thing is, with your stories, if you show a little bit of those imperfections or those hesitations or those vulnerabilities that you are feeling, I mean, we all do, right? And that's why it's so powerful, because it's a very human thing to have doubts and questions and have vulnerabilities. And if you're willing to share some of those imperfections in your messaging and in your stories, that makes you that much more relatable to the people who are listening. They're not thinking that you're some mannequin up on a pedestal that has it all figured out and you're all polished and robotic. They see, oh wow, that person is totally human. Their business is their passion, and their business has flaws too. And that's okay. And I actually like them better for that, because they're real and I get them, because I have those challenges too. So it creates that bridge where your audience can relate to you, and that can be really powerful for your brand. The third thing to think about when you think about using story to communicate your brand in a very authentic way is to remember that it's a two-way street. You are not, again, standing up, shouting from the rooftops with your message and just, you know, hoping it lands on your audience. It really is a two-way street, and you want them to engage with you. You want to give that space for them to reply, to respond, to share what they think about what you're doing, to give their feedback about your product or your offer or your services. And that's really, really important. And I like to think of marketing as relationship building, right? And it comes the same with your brand and sharing, using story to connect your brand with your audience. They really want to be a part of that conversation, and you need to make sure that you provide channels for them to engage with you and that you open that space. Because if you don't invite them into the conversation, they're not going to feel comfortable, and they have no reason to raise their hand and talk to you. it's really your job to make sure that you are opening up that two-way communication, that two-way street with your audience. So stories are a great way to do that. Again, because you're relating to people on a personal level, you're sharing your imperfections, and then you say, have you guys experienced this too? Or what's your experience with this situation? Or what do you think about that? And you open up the dialogue. So make sure you're always asking questions and letting them know that you want to hear from them, because otherwise they really have no reason to reach out of the blue. Like, they don't know if you want to have that conversation or not unless you tell them. The fourth thing to keep in mind is that the hero of the story is not you. Spoiler alert, it's not you or your business. That's not why people want to listen to your stories. In fact, it's a very, again, human thing that people want to be heard, right, in the two-way street, but they also are fairly centered around their own lives. And so they want to know, whatever you're sharing, how does it impact them and their life, right? So the hero of the story, and of course the hero in the story arc, is the person who goes through the journey and they triumph and they hit challenges and they go through a transformation and they come out a changed person, right? And so that hero of the story for your brand is not you, it's your customer. It's the person who is benefiting from the value that you create. And this is a concept that Donald Miller, author of Building a Story Brand, brought up in his book. It's a really great book talking about how do you use story in kind of a marketing method, in that, yeah, the transformation is all about your customer. And you're not the center of the story, you're the guide. So you're the person who's there to support them on their journey. No matter what kind of product or service you offer, whether it's a paying customer or a beneficiary who you know, is engaging with that value, it's really all about them. And the more you keep that in mind in your stories and in your messaging and in your marketing, the more authentic and meaningful brand you will create. The fifth and final tip that I want to talk about using story to create an authentic brand and connect with your audience is to show that transformation with examples. So here's the thing about stories. You probably all know this. There's a beginning, middle, and an end, usually. There's the person who encounters some kind of challenge or conflict. They need to figure out how to move through it. They move through it in a big, you know, dramatic arc, and then they come out a changed person. So that idea of the transformation, the before and after of your customer is, or your audience in general, is huge. And you want to use examples in your communications to show that you understand what that before and after is for them. You've been there yourself, again, bringing in the personal elements, showing your vulnerabilities, and also showing that you get where they're at and you want to help them move through it. You want to help them get whatever that transformation is that they really have a desire for. So those are the five tips I have for you to use story as you build your brand and connect with your audience as an authentic social entrepreneur who hopefully is getting comfortable with marketing and selling, because really it's your impact is there. If you don't have customers, if you're not sharing your message with a wider audience, aka marketing, then why are you around? Why are you in business and why are you doing this work? Just keep connecting it back to your passion, to your purpose, and remember that the people who can benefit need to hear from you, and it's your job to make that happen. So hopefully these story tips are helpful as you make that a reality. If you have any questions, let me know. And also, if you're interested to hear all of these great marketing tips that I mentioned from the Change Creator interviews, we have a download, a free PDF that talks about 18 tips from those 100 interviews. So Len and I helped Adam and Amy go through some of their best interviews and pull out those marketing lessons and those learnings. So there's a quick resource, a quick read for you guys. And of course, it links to every interview if you want to go and listen to those experts in depth. So I will share the link somewhere around this video for you as well for that. And I hope this is helpful. If it helped, let me know. If you have other tips that you would like to share, you know, that have worked for you in your marketing by using storytelling, or just marketing in general, I would love, love, love to hear that. So please be in touch and let me know what you think. Okay, talk soon. Bye.